And so what's on offer in this May edition of Organ First Radio? Well, there's a couple of new recordings, a couple more from the archives, and one from a couple who've just formed a new organ club. A mixed bag, if ever there was one. And what better way to commence than with an overture, one composed in 1873 by Johann Strauss II for his operetta Der Fledermaus, otherwise known as The Bat, on account of one of the characters, Dr. Falk, being known as Dr. Bat. Don't ask, because I've no idea why. What I do know is that Claudia Hirschfeld incorporates it in her last CD, performed on the Versi GS1000. Thank you. The Fledermaus, played there by Claudia Hirschfeld, on her last CD, which was entitled My Vienna. The world of operetta figures in this next recording too. I exchanged some interesting emails with a lady by the name of Karina Townsend in connection with a reference I made in an earlier programme about organist Jackie Brown. During the course of which I told her that many years ago, he, like quite a number of other organists, made recordings under another name. In Jackie's case, it was as Bruce Denham, and I just happened to have a copy of a 45 RPM single that he made on an unidentified organ, from the Romberg and Hammerstein II production of The New Moon. This is Softly as in the Morning Sunrise. Jackie Brown or Bruce Denham, take your pick. Another Oscar Hammerstein composition, one of two which he wrote in collaboration with composer-lyricist Ben Oakland, is I'll Take Romance, and it's a tune that Jackie Brown included in a broadcast from the Wurlitzer in the Granada Tooting.
Thank you.
I'll take Romance, Jackie Brown, from an old radio broadcast. New theatre organ recordings are few and far between these days, even more so when they come from a relatively new name to theatre organ circles. Chris Barber, not to be confused with the band leader and trombonist of the same name, has been the resident organist for the past 5 years at the Wurlitzer organ, beautifully installed in the Musical Museum at Kew Bridge. Made famous by the late Joseph Seal when he was MD for ABC Cinemas and his broadcasts from the Regal Kingston upon Thames, this instrument is but just one of the many musical attractions at this venue. They also show classic films when Chris and the Wurlitzer play a big and somewhat illuminating part of these programmes. And so, on his debut CD titled Music from the Movies, which, as the title suggests, are all from the silver screen, I've chosen the music from one of my favourite films. Basically, because the storyline lampoons the early Hollywood days when silent movies were forced to give way to sound. Sit back in your seat in the circle, then, and enjoy this great selection by Chris Barber of the music from Singing in the Rain.
Thank you. Thank you.
Singing in the Rain, beautiful selection there, and I deliberately chose that lengthy track for two very good reasons. One is that all the tunes from that 1952 film are frequently regarded as coming from the best movie musical ever made. And secondly, it gave organist Chris Barber a chance to show off so many of the delightful sounds that this famous Wurlitzer possesses. There are another 13 tracks of film music, everything from Strike Up the Band to There's No Business Like Show Business, and you can, of course, see a complete rundown of all the titles from Music from the Movies on the Organ First web pages. Now, hardly a month goes by without I hear or read of an organ club closing its doors due to either lack of support or nobody prepared to run it. So it was great news to learn that organist Chiyo Tsunemoto and John Smith actually formed a new club in January in order to cater for the many organ enthusiasts in the Northeast, an area that in the past 20 years had several clubs and societies. Now, immediately one thing struck me as being a huge selling point with their new venture, because the concerts take place on Sunday afternoons. What a bonus that has to be. Organists and audience alike can travel in daylight hours instead of having to travel in the dark. Let's be honest, for the majority of the age group who support organ concerts, some of the roads these days are not the best of places to be driving on at night, unless, of course, you happen to be doing so on a regular basis. So, good luck to Chiyo and John with their new venture, and after you've enjoyed hearing them play Stardust on the Yamaha EL900M, the Tyrus 4 and the CVP309 Clavinova, I'll give you details of the venue and a telephone contact number. So, grab a pen and paper. Stardust, beautifully played there by Chiyo Tsunemoto and John Smith. Okay, so their new club goes under the heading of Music for the Northeast, and concerts take place every fourth Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at St Aidan's Church Hall, Billy Mill Lane, North Shields, Tyne and Wear. That's St Aidan's Church Hall, Billy Mill Lane, North Shields, Tyne and Wear, which is Northeast 29 8AW. The admission is £6 and the contact number is 07967 229094. I'll give you that again. 07967 229094. Got a new CD from Jason Lee, who you may recall I included in a recent programme, playing tracks from a CD he just made called Best of Organ Lounge, featuring his more recent acquisition, the Key B organ. Well, his latest offering, which I have to say I prefer, features the Tyros 5, with 26 instrumental evergreens spread over 16 tracks. Now, making a choice of what to include, I found myself agreeing with Ian King, who reviewed this CD for Keyboard Cavalcade magazine, when he mentioned the beautiful and realistic sounds of the acoustic guitar and the oboe in the hauntingly beautiful Aranquith Mon Amour. Thank you. Balanquith Mon Amour, some very nice playing in the easy listening style of Jason Lee, with a track from his latest CD, which, as that track admirably demonstrates, is called Easy Listening. A whole 72 minutes of tunes that everyone knows and loves. And don't forget, you can always find a rundown of all the other remaining tracks on the MSS Organ First web pages. And who knows, if you happen to be an organ club secretary looking for a new name to feature in concert, then Jason Lee may well be your man. Time for another new CD, and also to turn the spotlight back onto the theatre organ again, and in particular an instrument from the Konica Organ Company, which used to be in the Regal, Scala, Odeon, Rotherham until its removal in 1993, when it went into a private residence, and which a couple of years ago I saw being offered for sale. The organ, that is, not the private residence. Be that as it may, OK Rollham have come up with another of their vintage theatre organ releases, this time featuring a recording by the famous Granada cinema and broadcasting organist John Maiden, called, what else but, Made in England. Love it. In point of fact, two organs are heard on this new release, the Granada Mansfield Wurlitzer and, as I indicated, the Konica that was in the Regal Rotherham. The recordings were made during theatre organ concerts in the mid-60s, and like many instruments of that time, their maintenance was often based on a shoestring budget, if you were lucky, that is. Even so, John Maiden puts the Konica through its paces with I Dream of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, Forgotten Dreams, and The Bally Egyptian. I Dream of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, Forgotten Dreams and The Bally Egyptian. Memories there of both an organ and organist who are no longer with us. John Maiden, of course, was one of those organists who could turn his hand to playing most any type of music, and in fact, on this CD, Made in England, we got a chance to hear the full range of his work, including some of his Organ World colleagues' signature tunes, an operatic selection, the music from Showboat, and some evergreens such as those that you've just heard. And the CD is nicely packaged with a shot of John Maiden at the Granada Mansfield Wurlitzer on the front cover. Coming up next, a very lively medley of sambas played by one of the most popular young organists on the YouTube channels, Florian Hutter from Germany. And here he is with his tribute to fellow organist Franz Lambert. Franz Lambert-style tribute medley performed by Florian Hutter on his Versi organ. Well, this month's programme would not be complete without at least one connected tune, the beautiful One Morning in May, played for us now on this month's Organ First radio finale by Tony Fenelon from a 1975 session he made at the 2-manual 12-rank Wurlitzer in the Wyatt Hall of Pulteney Grammar School, Adelaide, in Australia. Hope I can count on the pleasure of your company again next month when I'll have some more of the brightest and best theatre and electronic organ music right here on Organ First Radio. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, in the musical company of Tony Fenelon, it's bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.